This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio network stations, our Mega Talk radio stations, hello, Seattle, hello, Bremerton, hello, Portland, and our leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases, too. Plus, a special shout-out to George, who's listening to us up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with the GCN Live Network folks, and around the world via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening right now. Thank you to your service to America, and also to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital rooms, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thanks for your service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website.
Right.
Some of those names are already out there.
Right.
But when it comes to, I think, some other tactics, we're not going to know those. But, I mean, we'll get enough to necessarily understand all the levers that were pulled and how orchestrated and the choreography of this whole thing and how it began, for sure. As for the jihadi camps that are here in the United States, a very interesting thing came out yesterday, because I think about a year and a half ago, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, actually said that there were about 1,000 cases that the FBI was working of terrorism cases. Suddenly, and interestingly enough, that number on an update is up to 5,000.
Yeah.
Now, that's a little on the disturbing side. And just yesterday, one particular fellow that watches this very closely, who I haven't heard from in a long time, sent about 6 emails to me on, videos and threats and other speeches and so forth that terrorist leaders are putting out. So
yeah.
That may dovetail the huge increase in cases that the FBI is investigating. So, They're doing the work quietly. We could hear about it if the media would tell us, but they just don't go there.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's left to blogs and whatnot to put it out there. Then you got to be careful what you're looking at. Now, I am talking posted at eSimon at founderscode.com. Well, it looks like as if the federal government may, in fact, be guilty of violating the Brady Rule with the prosecutions of Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. And it was even mentioning possibly Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. I heard that last night on the Hannity show with Sarah Carter and Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch.
Well, I have not read it, and I don't know what specifically that Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch is referring to. Now, for the sake of some information on this, is the Brady Rule is that you have to reveal and or share exculpatory evidence. In other words, if the prosecution has evidence, it is required in the legal world to share the evidence with the defense. So they each have the even number of files, if you will. If something comes late, you have to ask the judge for a recess, if you will, so you have time to hand it over to the other side, regardless of whether it's prosecution or defense. So what Judicial Watch is saying is in the case of Papadopoulos or Carter Page or perhaps Michael Flynn, is that didn't happen. What was held back, I don't know, so I can't really speak to that.
No, I don't either, and that's exactly what was said. Also, by the way, they talked about the fact that John Brennan is on the real big-time hot seat along with James Comey. Those two are the maybe the first two heads to fall here.
Well, I mean, okay, great. But, you know, we necessarily have to know why. As I said, this whole thing was choreographed. And so there are lots of names in the hopper here, and, you know, least of which is Comey and Brennan.
Yeah.
So I would say, because we don't know where all these piece parts necessarily fit yet. I think we have some ideas, but we always end up learning something more. So I think we have to just, you know, have a little list of piece of paper and a pencil and have all these names down there because somebody is going to be included in that, but there's going to be more.
And with the information that's going to be released by the Attorney General or through the Attorney General from the intelligence agencies. And by the way, when we come back, we'll talk about who some of these agencies are, because it's not just the intelligence agencies that he's getting information from. It's different agencies within the cabinet that you probably didn't even think were involved. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And they know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own. So you not only can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving information and protection from lawyers to help you out, but also the training and the education that's available, too. Because if you join or take a look at the USCCA by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and clicking on the USCCA logo link that's right there, you will have the opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway, whatever the gun happens to be for today. It changes every day at midnight. And you'll also have a chance to get $474 worth of free stuff, which not only includes some of the gear that USCCA has, a nice gun carry bag and whatnot, but also the videotapes and different training aids to help you decipher what it is you can and can't do with self-defense training, and something in there just might help save your life. So check it out, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link for more information. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now I do believe that we have Bagab and Bob on the phone. Good morning, Bagab and Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Not bad.
Blondie.
What's your question? Blondie, I think Blondie just disappeared from the phone line here. She'll call me right back. Okay, what's your question?
Just wanted to say something about our nuclear weapons stuff. Do we really need as many nukes as we have? We have like 6 or 8 submarines out there. Each one of them's got 24 missiles.
I think we got more than that.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, each submarine has like 24 missiles.
Right.
5 to 12 warheads per missile, although I believe the treaty limits them to 8 warheads. And can any nation really stand 100 warheads and also all these hypersonic stuff and things coming in? The response times will be lower and leads to possibilities, and not to mention the ICBMs we have in silos and stuff like that.
And, you know, you bring up an interesting point because you talk about the submarines, but we were talking about a 355-ship Navy, remember?
Yeah.
Well, now suddenly the submarines are being built at a record pace, too, what they call the boomers, more of them coming
in. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Right.
All right, well, let's find out what Denise has to say, and good morning again.
Good morning.
I know. I picked him up, and you got hung up on, but go ahead. He wants to know about submarines. Do we really need to have all of the missiles and all of these submarines? Because that's what we're going to.
Yes, on the missiles, but mm-hmm. they're not all the ICBMs. Not all of them are. I mean, we don't have nuclear weapons floating around the country, the world. Mm-hmm. So they are in very, very specific locations. It's not to say that we're going to reveal how many that we have that are mobile, but we actually have less than Russia does.
Right.
And some of ours are older nuclear weapons that we would necessarily, I don't know if we would use them first or we would ever use them last, but they're really a deterrent. Mm-hmm. We have to certainly be prepared, but not all submarines or, you know, whatever have nuclear weapons on them.
Right. And the 355-ship Navy they're talking about, what they're not talking about is the fact that we are actually producing a whole bunch of submarines as fast as we can make them.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, but I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we carry all kinds of different ordnance.
Yep.
All kinds. I mean, there's levels and qualities and distance
yep.
and so forth. I mean, you know, a bunker buster is different than, you know, you see what I'm saying? They're
yep.
all necessarily different. So, some of them can carry, you know, a couple hundred. Others may not carry that. And then we have the aircraft. So,
yep.
Let's not forget how many, missiles or bombs or whatever ordnance we drop, that are, strategic, that they're very focused, so there's almost zero, damage except for the actual target.
Yep. Now, I really don't want to touch this because of the name of the individual, but because of what this individual did and what has happened as a result. It seems that Mr. Jussie got himself in trouble because he ran his mouth, violated the court decision where he wasn't supposed to talk to the press, Jussie Smollett, about his case and how it was adjudicated. And now the judge has said, okay, now we're going to release your documents and we're going to unseal them so the world can see because you just violated the premise of them being sealed.
No, he didn't violate anything. The judge made the decision because Jussie spoke about what he said in his case. He wasn't sequestered. That he wasn't asking for protection. And so the judge used his own words against him at the request of, you know, this woman in Chicago, whoever she is, that called for the documents to be released.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge looked at it and said, hey, you know, this guy is not asking for everything to be sealed. And so, you know, he went to the microphone and Jussie Smollett said what he said and said, all right, well, you know, we'll put this out and we'll see if this all matches up. Now, you're not going to get the documents. Some came out yesterday, but it was really media's motions
right.
on getting the documents.
Right.
But you're not going to get any documents before June the 3rd.
And the other thing is there's an investigation going on as to why this all went down the way that it did. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see.
They're having a fight over some inspector general doing it or some outside prosecutor looking at how this whole thing happened.
Okay, now I'm going to read the headline. This is a Breitbart headline, and then you can tell me what's wrong with it. It says, Trump signs order cracking down on welfare-dependent legal immigration.
Yeah, it's a they didn't quite get it right, but they did it. It's not completely wrong either. In 1996, Joe Biden had his hands on this. He was one of the top sponsors.
Uh-huh.
Presented a piece of legislation or a provision that Bill Clinton signed.
Okay.
What this says is, any of these sponsors, any of like the Catholic churches or any of these nonprofit organizations that aid illegals or migrants or all those kinds, and they use public funds to do that, the provision said that those agencies have to reimburse the government.
Okay.
It was never used. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. So it's still sitting out there. So the Trump White House has said, all right, well, we're going to do another shot across the bow then. So all of these agencies that aid and abet, if you will, these illegals, and they use any kind of the welfare programs, including Medicaid,
right?
Now you have to, now you are going to pay it back.
Okay, now finally, Prime Minister Prime Minister Theresa May could announce her resignation in days. That's a headline. But along with it, it says the EU is apparently they've mandated something about reporting the results of the election. Can't do it for what, 4 days? Is that correct?
I have no idea, but she's. I think at this point she's happy to go. I'm not sure that she really ever wanted the job, and then she certainly didn't want the job when Brexit happened. So, I expect her to tender her resignation. And, you know, remember, she's had all these other votes against her, but nobody wanted a job to replace her. So she kept the job.
Yeah, and actually I kind of got that wrong. It's EU elections, the UK media is bound now from reporting the results for 4 days. They have to wait 4 days to report the results.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that isn't cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, only in England, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We'll talk to you in a weekend show, so you have yourself a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, we'll be taking a look at our second Military and Veterans News segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, and to some great radio stations. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle. The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for Military and Veterans News, and of course, as always, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, and there's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for my listeners at MacDill Air Force Base, as well as the dozens of other bases that hear us around the country, it's the captain here, and I got an important date for you. It's called today, because by 5 o'clock today, if you are interested in taking the next class at the National Aviation Academy, you got to be in it, because today is the day. The class starts May the 31st, and I was told they still have just a few openings, not very many, just a few, in the event that you might want to do that, take the class and better your horizons, if you will. So here's the deal. Every month they start new classes, but this one here, you would have been able to have started next week, the 31st. I realize a lot of high schools are graduating right now, and traditionally they get a lot of high school graduates that come over and take the courses at National Aviation. They get into the program, and then they go with that, because in 14 months, you will be a certified aviation maintenance tech, able to work anywhere with the FAA certification that you'll get. Now, the NAA has helped hundreds of vets and their transition to the aviation career into the private sector from the military. And they have a team of specialists that you can help with your career separation plan. Now, the top 10% of aviation maintenance techs make well over $80,000 a year. So the question is, what are you waiting for? Now, for more information on their statistics and the upcoming classes and the schedules, you can go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080, 659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll give you the white gloves treatment, and don't forget, tell them you want to take the tour. You want to take the tour and find out what they're all about, and they'd be happy to do that. While it's not about units, the future fight will be systems versus systems, so says the Army. Now, the future fight, especially in the vast expanse of the Pacific region, will not focus on which units go where and which types of units attack enemy formations. Instead, it'll be about systems attacking systems, a lot of which will be cyber and or EMP. Now, the Army and their recruiting command is saying that the service is starting to see results from the new recruiting strategy that it launched last year, and kudos to them for that. Their recruiting numbers are up, and that's a good thing. By the way, remember the ROTC cadet from the University of North Carolina, Riley Howell? He was a University of North Carolina Charlotte student and ROTC cadet who died after charging and tackling the gunman who opened fire in the university classroom. Well, he was posthumously awarded the ROTC Medal of Heroism for his heroics. So may he rest in peace. And quite a young man. What a shame he had to die so young. Army combat units, by the way, rotating to the National Training Center will soon face swarms of drones and long-range communications challenges if the combat training center expands by 80,000 acres, which is what's being talked about. Now, with the Navy, when it comes to missile-killing lasers, the U.S. Navy is ready to burn some ships. The U.S. Navy's Director of Surface Warfare is ready to bet the farm on using lasers to shoot down missiles. And, yeah, buddy, I've seen some demonstrations, and they do work. They do work. They'll also work on, well, let's just put it this way, vehicles and other military targets, on the land, or even on the water. Now, the Navy is standing up surface development now for their unmanned experimentation squadron called DDG-1000. The Navy is standing up an organization today that will be dedicated to experimenting with new unmanned vessels and weapons and other gear to propel that surface force forward. And they are moving very rapidly along with those unmanned ships. Now, the Navy also has no plans to develop a lethal carrier UAV before the MQ-25A hits the flight decks, which it will soon. That's the MQ-25A Stingray tanker. It'll be around sometime in the 2020s. The Navy isn't going to pursue the development of a lethal carrier-based unmanned aircraft before that MQ-25A Stingray tanker comes out. And the Air Force, you have to watch. So says the Air Force, saluting their departing Secretary Heather Wilson. They paid tribute to her as a dedicated leader with a passion for aviation and airmen who strove to make the service better on multiple fronts. She's leaving for private business. The Air Force has also agreed to reimburse $4.9 million to the city of Martinsburg, West Virginia, for expenses related to a 2016 cleanup of hazardous materials from the city's water supply. And for the second time in recent weeks, the U.S. aircraft once again were scrambled to intercept Russian bombers and fighters off the western coast of Alaska, according to the North American Aerospace Defense Command. They're going to keep doing this until they don't want to do it anymore. It's just what the Russians do. The F-35 and the F-15EX fighter jets could soon get drone wingmen in the coming years, according to the U.S. Air Force. They're checking into doing just that, and we'll see how all that works out. By the way, the commander of the Marine Corps' Raider Commando Unit, known as MARSOC, said at a special operations conference that he didn't believe the Raiders would be disbanded and that the elite force might, in fact, even grow. Well, that is the unit that my son has been in the Marine Corps for about 10 years now. So there you go. An Army National Guard soldier charged with the murder of an Alabama police officer following a shootout. Now, Grady Wayne Wilkes, the suspect in the slaying of Auburn police officer William Boucher, is an active member of the Alabama Army National Guard. Guard officials confirmed that Tuesday. He has, in fact, been charged in the death of that police officer. Terrible, terrible shame there. By the way, you've heard of the Space Force, but what about the Space National Guard? You heard me right, the Space National Guard. The debate over Space Force has been put in the public eye for quite some time now, but not so much mention has been made of how the Defense Department wants to handle reserve and guard component units in the Space Force. Wow. Okay. Now, earlier this year, a crew member of an Alaska ship that was killed by a shoreside crane in a shipyard accident resulted in the commanding officer being relieved of command of that ship following an investigation that revealed lapses in leadership. So this officer, and I don't know his name, I wasn't given the name, has been relieved of duty because of the death of the crewman. Also, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told 240 new Coast Guard Academy graduates that they will help lead the way in reasserting American leadership in the Arctic, as the Coast Guard getting some new Coast Guard ice cutters is going to be keeping the Arctic passages open for American use and development, because there's a lot of oil up there, a lot of oil up there. And the U.S. is investigating another possible Assad chemical attack in Syria. That's all I got. I don't have anything else on that, so we'll check and see what happens here, maybe during the break. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be on tap. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. And that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan at any of their dealerships that they have, or the pre-owned vehicles in the Moss family inventory as well. Now, you can go to the special website they've created and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. That's Moss Family Automotive, and they feature the largest selection of Nissans or Chevys in all of the Tampa Bay area, and they're the home of You Serve, You Save, a program that saves veterans and active military, plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
You're going to load up the family truckster and everybody's going to where? Albany?
No, I'm not going anywhere this weekend. Can't. We got the Long Island Section 11 playoffs next week, so my eldest son has got lacrosse practice all weekend long. I would be going to Philadelphia, to watch the lacrosse Final Four, the NCAA Final Four, but
yeah,
we can't because we've got practice.
Yeah, minus Syracuse.
No, they're not there this year.
Nope, they're not. All right, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world in which we live, and I started out the show tonight with the information which seemed to rivet the country, if you will, and that was the fact that President Trump is going to allow Attorney General Barr to declassify info on the origins of the Russian probe, and they'll have it out there for the public to see. Everybody's been screaming about wanting to see it. Well, guess what? Now they're going to see it. Let the chips fall where they may, right?
Well, yeah. Again, he's going to have to go out and basically promote the thing himself, but the quicker the better. It's just taking much too long. I wish... Well, now that the Mueller probe is over, you can declassify a lot of stuff right now. I understand people were calling for him to declassify the information while the probe was going on, and that could have been construed as obstruction. So he didn't do that. Get it all out now. Up the ante. Listen, there's not much he's going to get done in the last couple of years of the way things are. If you can go after the intel agencies, if you can tear down the CIA and the FBI and get rid of all these career hacks that are there, do it. That would be a big win for the country. After the big federal, the bureaucracy, take care of all this stuff, get those people out, and I hope he does.
Now your neighbor up there, Congressman Jerry Nadler over there in New York, he has said that they've reached a deal in principle with Robert Mueller to testify in private in front of his committee.
Oh, okay. So you're going to get leak after leak after leak and spin it. I mean, it's just, it's getting so old. It really is. And then the back and forth between Trump and Pelosi and all this stuff. So basically, you know, it's a lose situation. And what Trump has to do is he's got to get out in front of this. And he might as well just start campaigning and explaining to everybody what's going on in Washington and how nothing is going to get done because this is the way that they're going to act. I don't know if it's going to be a winning formula. It's going to be hard moving forward. I know that the Democrats are going to start hitting when it comes to immigration moving forward. But you're going to have to go out there and get the word out because the mainstream media is not.
Yeah, pardon me. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And folks, I'm speaking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And that's absolutely correct what you just said there. And no one will disagree with you on that one, I'm sure. Okay, let's see here. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, has been getting questioned. Testifying in front of a committee that apparently AOC is on. And yesterday, she drilled him pretty strongly. She wanted answers on the Sears bankruptcy. Isn't that kind of strange?
I think Mnuchin might have been involved with one of the hedge funds, if I'm not mistaken, that was involved in owning Sears. I'm not sure exactly in what his involvement was with that and the Sears bankruptcy. Sears was put on life support maybe about 15, 20 years ago, and it's been on life support and bankruptcy ever since. They did everything wrong. I don't know how heavily or what Steve Mnuchin had when it came to Sears or whether or not that's the business of Congress right now. I don't get it.
Mm. Okay, but we'll see how that all plays out because she's still in the middle of things with all of her comments and this, that, and the other. And by the way, Omar yesterday came out and gave a lecture, if you will, on the floor of the House. I'm trying to find it here real quick. She is just absolutely becoming a real pain in the butt. I'm going to play part of what Omar had to say yesterday, Ilhan Omar. Because this will get your blood boiling here. Okay, where is she? Here she is. Listen to this. Here's what she had to say. She gave a speech, and I'm just going to play just a little bit of this.
Fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society, all with complete disregard for voices and the rights of American women. the recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing, to punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us. But because it's happening here with the support of the ultra-conservative religious right, we call it religious freedom. It's simply unthinkable. Let's just be honest. For the religious right, this isn't simply about their care or concern for life. If they cared about or were concerned about children, they would be concerned about the children that are being detained and those that are dying in camps across our borders.
Now, did anybody other than me forget that she is, in fact, a Muslim and practices the Islamic faith? And she's lecturing us about children and women's rights when they don't have any in her own faith. They don't have any.
I don't even pay attention to these people anymore. Remember how about the old Peanuts cartoons where it's like, wah, 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 when adults would speak, you never heard of the adults. I can't even hear what they're saying anymore. I don't even listen because it's just utter nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Children dying in camps along our border. Oh, come on. Please stop. I mean, how about
children dying in Somalia, children dying in Syria, children dying in Iran, in Iraq, in Afghanistan? How about that? Where's she on that?
Oh, my God. It's nonsensical. So I said, you know, I just let these people go one ear and out the other. It's a waste of time. You pay attention to them.
Now, I don't really pay attention to what happens in the beer industry, but the beer industry is blaming the president for tariffs and job declines with their jobs because they're not able to import or export their beer. Sorry, I got it right in a minute. Export their beer competitively to some of these other countries, and they're saying there's an unfair advantage with the imported beer that's coming in from other countries. But little do they know, some of that imported beer is actually made in America. You know that, right?
Oh, I know. InBev is owned, you know, Budweiser is owned by a Belgian company, for crying out loud.
That's right.
But, you know, it's not like, oftentimes a recipe is invented somewhere else and the beer is produced over here. So, listen, I'm getting tired of the whole, you know, oh no, the tariffs are going to hurt me, nonsense. We've got to win this trade war. If you're worried about, you know, the expense of, a product going up, buy a different product.
Right.
Don't buy Chinese stuff. Okay. You don't have to.
Right.
Go buy something else. I'm sick and tired of it. Nobody wants to sacrifice at all for the greater good. It's amazing to me.
All right. Well, you have yourself a great weekend, and enjoy yourself Memorial Day when you watch your son play, lacrosse.
Oh, he's got practice this weekend.
Oh, practice. Okay.
Next week.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you then. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. On Tuesday.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, because he's going to be doing what he's doing. He's going to go watch the National Lacrosse Championships. Okay. I'll be right back. Coming up, Frank Salvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.